And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian officials say Russia has fired 30 cruise missiles against various parts of the country in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defenses, which shot down 29 of them. Kyiv officials said defense systems also shot down two exploding drones and reconnaissance drones early Thursday. Norway donating F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine is not on the agenda at the moment, the country's defense minister said on Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was making progress in persuading the West to supply Ukraine with fighter jets, with U.S.-billed F-16s flown by several NATO nations in particular focus. However, Western governments have been wary of leaving their own countries undefended by giving away too much equipment. Chinese Special Envoy Li Hui arrived in Kyiv this week to discuss efforts by his country to mediate between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian analysts say Kyiv has no illusions about China's ability to deliver a peace agreement, but say it is important to maintain a dialogue with China. Anna Chernikova reports from Kyiv.
Analysts here see no reason to expect Li Hui's visit to be a game changer, but are positive about the involvement of China as a neutral party. On the streets, Ukrainians are more skeptical. Maxim, a Kyiv resident, says, I believe that China can be a mediator in the negotiations, but they have their own goal, purpose and interest in this. And I believe that, unfortunately, not for the benefit of Ukraine, but for their own benefit. After 2 days of talks with Ukraine's foreign minister, it was still unclear what next steps China will take to try to end the war Russia started with its invasion. Anna Chernikova for VOA News, Kyiv.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Japan for the G7 summit. AP correspondent Jennifer King talks more about his arrival. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida from Japan has agreed with President Biden to continue sanctions against Russia and support Ukraine, Kishida told reporters. Arab leaders arrived in Saudi Arabia on Thursday ahead of the Arab League summit, which begins in Jeddah on Friday. Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas were seen touching down in Jeddah and being greeted by Saudi officials. Syrian President Bashar Assad also headed to Saudi Arabia on Thursday to attend the 22-member regional summit, his first visit to the oil-rich kingdom since Syria's conflict began in 2011. Pakistani police have continued a siege on the home of former Premier Imran Khan, even after a 24-hour deadline expired. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The deadline was given by authorities for Khan to hand over suspects allegedly sheltered inside his house. The demand for suspects wanted in violent protests over Khan's recent detention has angered many of Khan's supporters. Along with the ongoing siege, tensions are high and fears are raised over possible renewed clashes between them and security forces. A week earlier, Khan's supporters attacked public property and military installations after he was dragged out of a courtroom and arrested in a graft case. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ghana is targeting $10.5 billion of external debt service relief from 2023 to 2026, the International Monetary Fund said, giving first indications of how big a hit investors might face in the coming debt overhaul. The embattled West African country's debt is currently unsustainable, but Ghana aims to restore it to a moderate risk of debt distress by 2028, the fund added in its debt sustainability analysis. Iran's president warned Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Thursday not to violate water rights of the Iranian people over their shared Helmand River. Ibrahim Raisi said his government is determined to defend Iran's water rights. He said he asked the rulers of Afghanistan not to consider his words a trivial matter and to take them very seriously. President Raisi told reporters he also urged the Afghan Taliban to allow Iranian hydrologists to check the water levels of the river, which originates in the Afghan Hindu Kush mountain region. For more on these stories and the rest of the news of the day, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.